She was singing, meditate on the name, Satnam. Meditate on the name of the Guru. That they always said in India. Meditate on the name of the Beloved. But it's not the name that is the secret. It's the love. If there is no love, if there is no devotion, if there is no connection, then it's useless. And that's what many people do. They have a mantra, a word, a name, an idea that they think is very special, but they have no feeling with it. The secret is the intimacy, is the connection, is the love. Then the word can be very powerful. Even if the Guru is not there. Because what does the name do? It reminds you of the person. So they say the remembrance of the name, Satnam, is very powerful, or a picture of the Beloved. But the best, of course, is to see. That is satsang, that is darshan. But it is the love that is the secret. Because only that will make you to come closer without any fear. You can't help it then. Something else that is stronger than you, that is stronger than your ego, that is stronger than your mind, is pushing you. Before that has happened, is a struggle. Welcome to Satsang. Many new people also, always coming. Everybody wants peace, everybody wants to learn meditation, everybody wants to be happy. But meditation, peace, happiness is not cheap. You have to be dedicated to look at yourself. This is not the kind of place that you learn meditation in a weekend course. For that you can go to Oslo or wherever, to any fools that is advertising this kind of thing. And this is a life journey that may be start. If you're lucky, it will start, but it will never end. Because who wants it to end? So scratch your head when you still have one. And try to figure out what is happening here. Meditation should be the easiest thing in the world. But it's not because you are not easy. So first you have to become easy. Then everything is easy. When people try to learn meditation, you can't learn meditation. You can learn mathematics, you can't learn meditation. Many people come, some new people, they ask, what should I do? They're at a loss. They don't know how to behave. How should I behave? How should I be? I don't give you any rules how to be. No, 10 commandments, is you don't find that here. Behave like this or do like that. What I want you to wake up your own intelligence, then it comes from you. But you are so lost in the beginning, you ask how to behave, what to do, what to say. That is normal. Because people have been always telling you how to be, what to say, how to dress, how to think, how to talk. No, you have to find out for yourself now. Here nobody will tell you how to be. I only want you to be yourself. But you don't know who you are, that's why you ask, how should I behave? That's why you have to have something, a pull in you, an understanding in you, a desire in you that will go beyond your own limitations, beyond your own understanding, your intellectual understanding, into something bigger, that this is the real. No, everybody been telling me how to be and behave my whole life. No, I want to find out who I am. No, I'm tired that other people tell me. I want to know. I want to find peace. I want to know myself. Words won't do. I get letters all the time. Just yesterday I got one letter from one nice woman. She asked me, she is so tired, so frustrated. She just wants peace, she wants love. Please, if I can help her. No. I said, words won't help. Only your own and the experience will help. And for that, you have to come then, if you really want. People are so used to just tell me something, what I should do. No, you have to experiment with yourself. You have to find out. You have to live. And then the understanding will come from you, your own experience. Then you know. And only self-knowledge will free you, not what anybody tells you. You have to know. Then you know in your heart, in your soul, this is how it is. And if you don't know this, then at least be available to grow, to find out, to leave that which doesn't work. Everybody wants peace, everybody wants happiness, everybody wants love. But how high up on the list is it? Your shopping list. Is it at the top or at the bottom? First you have to do the dishes. Beloved, so I felt like sharing that this week I found myself again feeling so drained and exhausted after working in the kitchen. All my energy goes and I come home totally finished. It has been like this for a long, long time. This deep imbalance inside, which I could never quite understand. Why do I feel so drained again and again? During this week, it has become clearer that it is about realizing that this doing and this way of separate functioning doesn't lead anywhere. It keeps going in the same circle. And this sense of carrying so much responsibility only creates a feeling of burden and heaviness. It seems like feeling this exhaustion is a way of letting go of this habit of carrying and to fall more into functioning as one. It feels like hundreds of years of carrying a burden is coming to the surface. As part of this, I see my conditioning of believing that I have to do so much to be appreciated. I give everything I can, but out of a wound of unworthiness, and my wish to do everything in a beautiful way fails again and again. The feeling is that I don't manage to take everything down and make it clear. All that has to be done with the kitchen stuff, all that has to be remembered. It keeps hanging there, and my energy goes, and exhaustion takes place again and again. I know that when I write to you about this, I'm close to burning it out and seeing it clearly. Beloved Baba, even more important, much more important to share, is that going through this change inside, many times I'm filled with such a great respect, honor, and deep gratefulness to you. It feels so natural for me to be here and take part. It is a joy to be together. I only wish that we can be able to create more out of this fantastic place we have, that we can manage more and more to come together in every way and make this place, as you said, 1.5 years ago, the most beautiful place in Europe. I never forget that line. I love you in gratefulness, Mudini. Exhausted, no? What is good with exhaustion? You know, Mudini? Huh? What happens when you're exhausted? Huh? If you allow it? Huh?
Something old burns.
Something old, but it is very good. When you're exhausted, you're exhausted then. But there's different kinds of exhaustion. When you do something that you like, if you dance like crazy, or if you go up on a steep mountain and you come down and you're totally exhausted, it's very good. Then you can relax. But you have another kind of exhaustion, which is just exhausting, and that means that you don't do the right thing. You say, I felt like sharing that this week I found myself again feeling so drained and exhausted after working in the kitchen. Then the kitchen, you know, is a very good place. All my energy goes and I come home totally finished. It has been like this for a long, long time. This deep imbalance inside, which I could never quite understand. Why do I feel so drained again and again? Because it happens again and again. And that is just a signal from existence, wake up, wake up. Why does it happen again and again? Again and again is happening. You're back in the same place. That's not how life should be. It should move on. You should evolve. You should grow. So when things happen again and again, and you start wondering, why does this happen? You have to look into it. But most people, their whole life is just a repetition. It's this again and again and again and again. Why? Why do I feel so burnt out all the time? Why do I end up with the same guy all the time? Why do I do this work all the time? Why do I do that? Why do I do this? Again and again and again. Because in some part of you, it's more easy to be stuck. It's more easy to complain than to grow. Because that means that you have to change. And change is scary. That's why many people stay in the very miserable situations, or miserable marriage, or job, or whatever. Not to mention themselves, again and again and again, without changing, because that means change. And you don't know that, what's going to happen then. That's why again and again I said, if you don't have something higher, if you don't have some trust, if you don't have some love, connection, is almost impossible to get free. You have to have something that pulls you out. And alone, that is very, very difficult. But at least you see it. During this week, it has become clear that it is about realizing that this doing and this way of separate functioning doesn't lead anywhere. It keeps going in the same circle. Yes. It doesn't lead anywhere. I know you had enough. And that is perfect. Because we have to understand something before we can move on. Most people, they don't understand their own situation. That's why you don't move on. When you start seeing, when consciousness is that growing in you, then you start seeing your own situations then. That is the first. Then the next step, how do I change? How do I get out of it? Enough now. This sense of carrying so much responsibility only creates a feeling of burden and heaviness. Yes, because now, up till now, it's been out of it doing that you should do it. When you understand the mechanism, then it can be very light. Because you know how to do it. You have different centers in yourself, when you come from the doing, the slave that you are so well trained in, to be good, to be efficient, to be strong, a strong woman, capable, modern woman, not only one thing but many things you have to take care of, then you become like a machine then. You have to. Modern man is more like machines. Machines doesn't have feelings. That's why you can do so many stupid things against yourself. Again and again and again and again. Because you're functioning just like a machine. When you start feeling, contemplating, meditating, coming closer to yourself, then this whole structure starts falling apart. Because now you start looking from a different center that is outside the machine, outside your program. Then you can start seeing, oh my God, this was me being totally stuck in that program. This was me doing this again and again. This is me functioning like that, again and again responding in this stupid way, again and again creating these things for myself, for other people, for my friends. Then it takes courage to get out of it. That very few people come to that stage. That means most people are just like a program, just like a machine. When that program starts falling apart, then of course you feel very fragile. Because you don't know how it is. The program feels safe. But if you have some kind of trust, that is what the whole meaning of being with the master, or having a guide. That you have something else that is stronger, that you can have the courage to go out of that. Then you start seeing with your own eyes how things are. Then you become a human being, which is feeling, which is happy, that starts seeing these stupid things that you've been doing to yourself, and you want to change. When that understanding has dawned, then everything is possible. This sense of carrying so much responsibility only creates a feeling of burden and heaviness. Because it shouldn't come, responsibility shouldn't come out of the ego that you have to do it. And that's normally what your responsibility is. You have to force yourself to be responsible. Responsibility should come out of understanding, out of love, how things are. Then you are responsible. And then you become trustworthy, because you have dedicated yourself to that. And life, love, God really wants to see if you're trustworthy. If you have some oomph. If you are ready to go against the program of just being a machine. Machines are not happy. Only human beings can be happy. That's how it is. Machine can't be meditative. You switch them on and off. That's about it. But human beings, they have a whole rainbow of feelings and expressions, and become very alive. And then, of course, in the beginning, all those colors, all those feelings, all those energy can go a bit haywire. Which is, I say, go banana. That is good. Because you have to, then after a while, then they start settling. Then it becomes a rainbow of that, when the energy starts coming back. This sense of carrying so much responsibility only creates a feeling of burden and heaviness. It seems like feeling this exhaustion is a way of letting go of this habit of carrying and to fall more into functioning as one. It feels like hundreds of years of carrying a burden is coming to the surface. That's exactly what it is. That's why you should be very happy, because here you can see it. Here everything has to come to the surface. All the burdens have to be dropped, so you can be light. Hundreds, thousands of years, ten thousands of years of burden goes. And then you will also learn a different kind of responsibility. Not the responsibility of just being a good worker or be managed to do it, but to share and get help and see what's happening with yourself and others around. Because if you are just functioning as a machine, which can be very efficient, but then you expect that other machines also should be very efficient. Of course. That's how society works. And if you are not a very sufficient, effective machine, who work faster on the computer or selling more clothes in your shop or making more pizza or getting more customers, then you're not such a good machine then. You become a failure. And that's why all the mystics says you have to become a failure. You have to die. You have to die to that part of yourself. You have to die to get reborn. There's no way around it. But if your own understanding starts seeing this, you'll be very happy, because it's the door to freedom. Then you will be very happy then. You will help the process. Then you start being responsible for another thing. Other side, you can do everything, but you see your own limitations. And you start sharing. And that's what is happening here. That's how I want it to be. You should do whatever, and you will see you will become even better, more efficient to do things. But it will be much more effortless. You won't become exhausted, you will get energy from it. Of course you will get energy. After all these hundreds and thousands of years of carrying stuff, when that all baggage get dropped, can you imagine? I mentioned that you feel good when you run up and down the mountain, but what about after you have run up and down mountains for 10,000 years and then at last stops? And that comes a little bit close to how it is in reality. You have no idea what the burden you are carrying. You're so used to it. You're so used to being a good slave. A good donkey. only some lucky donkeys Jesus rides on. Then you're very lucky. If Jesus rides on your donkey, then you're very lucky. And even more lucky donkey, if the donkey knows that it's Jesus. Because Jesus also looked like just any other man. So if it's a stupid donkey, it's, oh, just another guy. But the very sensitive donkey feels. And then Jesus will love the donkey and say, come, come with me. I have a selection of the best donkeys in the whole Palestine. And in the middle of the night, the donkeys transforms and they become lions. That doesn't say in the Bible, but it's true. I know. The priest didn't understand that, so they didn't put it in. And one of the best ways is the kitchen. It's always been, because kitchen is very ancient, no? It's not a new thing. Kitchen is very ancient. As long as there have been human beings, it's been kitchen. That's why kitchens are very good. What should we do without kitchen? Please don't stop Modini in the kitchen. What should we do without food? You know, the Sufis, many times I shared with you, they have a lot of, is in their teaching with the cooking, no? The cooking and the chickpea that's tried to escape. And then the master cook, he has to hit the little chickpea down. He's trying, you belong there, he said. It's for your own best.
No, it's hot here.
That means they have no trust, they don't know what's happening. A good chickpea, they just... As part of this, I see my conditioning of believing that I have to do so much to be appreciated. Exactly. Your conditioning that is believing that I have to do so much to be appreciated. But you see, it's only your conditioning. Because you are so used to what you are doing. But the doing is just the physical side of you. You have to go deeper. And that is deeper than the conditioning also. And then when this energy gets free, then a totally different creativity and work can come forth. Not out of your conditioning, because this is what I like to do. This is what I know. And some people know this, and other people know other things. Some people like to do this, and some other people like to do that. And you should love what you do. Otherwise, how could you do it? I give everything I can, but out of a wound of unworthiness. A wound of unworthiness. And this wound of unworthiness, everybody have, because you are trained to be very efficient and do good things, but it's just out of the ego. It's just out of the machine. So you will always feel unworthy if you don't rise out of that whole game of being worthy or unworthy. It has nothing to do with that. You are just you. It's a question of accepting yourself as you are and be appreciated. Why should you be appreciated? then it's just the games then. And that is how you've been functioning, and that is how society is functioning. You should be appreciated. You like it when somebody says, you're so good, you're so beautiful. And you hate it when somebody says, you're so ugly, you're so bad. Why? Just drop that whole game. Then you start feeling, what is the right? What is the right people to be with? What is the right situations to be with? You start functioning from a different side. Love doesn't need any of those games. If love finds you worthy, be very happy. Even though its ways is hard and steep, says Guy Gibran. If love finds you worthy, follow him. Even though its ways are hard and steep. But remember, those hard and steep ways will make you strong. If you are not ready, you will never be strong in spirit. But this world, you can learn everything, but who is teaching you the ways of love? That's why when even love knocks on the door, you don't know, because you have nothing to compare it with. And if you have a master, a friend, that even speak your language that you can understand, be very happy. Many times people get enlightened, they doesn't say anything. Or they don't have the skill to talk about it, to teach. Some mystic find all kinds of ways how to communicate. Sometimes they even take you up the hard and steep mountain. They always hold your hand. Sometimes they hold your hand. And the more you understand the meaning of it, the more it will give you. Then you will feel this is not an ordinary walk. You will feel very happy. You will feel very beautiful. You will feel very peaceful. My wish to do everything in a beautiful way fails again and again. Don't put such a burden on yourself, Mudini. Just get it done, even if it's an ugly way. What's the big deal? The job has to get done. Why should it always be so beautiful? Do it in a messy way. Relax. I have seen so many kitchens. Some people like it as totally Japanese master. It doesn't even like one grain of cooked rice. Ooh, and other people just make a big mess. You have sauce and vegetables and everything dripping down everywhere and even on the floor. And they are great masters. So don't have any ideas. You have to find out how you function. It's your kitchen. What's the big deal? The main thing is that you enjoy what you're doing. If you don't enjoy, then making food is terrible because you get that energy into it. You should be very loving making food. If you make mess, okay, just clean afterwards. Or even have some friends who can't make food to clean. Some people like to clean. Why should you struggle with it, trying to clean and make it beautiful? You are not, you're a cook, you're not the cleaner. Then somebody is a very good cleaner, they have nothing to do because of you. That's how you go on making karma. You have to have a big vision. So you take care of everybody. I remember in the ashram sometimes some people came, very rich people or famous people or politicians even, they came and then they got job. Okay, you have to clean the toilets. Now that's your whole work. And then a lot of suffering they had. Some people escaped also, no, this is not for me, I'm just the office man and blah, blah, blah. I'm a great politician, I'm a movie star. I can't be seen there. This is just the small tests. Whatever is happening, you should enjoy. Don't take yourself so seriously. This is all just to break down the ideas. And this can only happen in a place like this. Otherwise, you never see these things in yourself. A part of this, I see my conditioning of believing that I have to do so much to be appreciated. That's why here also many people feel they're lost in the beginning, because what should I do? How should I behave? How can I do it good enough? No, we have no expectations. Don't, please, you also don't have any expectation of yourself. Find out who you are, how you're functioning, relax. And some people, they are very good in doing some things, but as they go deeper and start meditating, then they realize that they don't like this, you want to do something else. Then change. As you grow, you will change again and again. I give everything I can, but out of a wound of unworthiness. And this is very important for all of you to understand, that don't give out of that you should. You should give out of your understanding, out of your love, out of your happiness. The feeling is that I don't manage to take everything down and make it clear. All that has to be done with the kitchen stuff, all that has to be remembered. Yeah, but you're just putting a burden on yourself. That's why again and again I remind you, share. And especially the people who are close to me, who are helping running this place. You have to learn to share and get help from each other. It's very easy. Don't be so stubborn. No. Be more gentle with yourself, and then you will start being more gentle with other people. Because everybody has been used to functioning alone. To make it alone, to have their little private world. But here is something bigger. It's not your private world, it's a bigger vision. So it's a great opportunity to drop that little you idea into the soup, become something bigger. It keeps hanging and my energy goes and exhaustion takes place again. I know that when I write to you about this, I'm close to burning it out and seeing it clearly. Yes. You are burning it out and let it burn totally now. Then we start new now, it's good. Okay? Whew, that was good, huh? Finished. That was those a few thousand years. Huh? And what a beautiful day, no? It's a new day. Or she said that, no, 8 miracles before breakfast. Very good. Beloved, even more important to share is that going through this change inside, many times I'm filled with such a great respect, honor, and deep gratefulness to you. Yes. Because it's something in you that has been waiting for this. And when you are in touch with that and listen to it, then these things come up then. Respect, honor, and deep gratefulness that it is happening. It feels so natural for me to be here and take part. It's a joy to be together. Very good. And when it's natural, then it's not a doing then. My way is a natural way, an easy way. And if it feels natural, if it feels easy, and if you feel grateful, if you feel happy, if you feel more joy, then know that it's right. This is the reward. I only wish that we can be able to create more and more out of this fantastic place we have. Very good. That should be the next step. After you have found that gratefulness, that joy, then it wish to create more, to create always more, so you can also share it, so it can be shared. That we manage to come together in every way and make this place, as you said 1.5 years ago, the most beautiful retreat place in Europe. Only in Europe, not in the whole world. The most two beautiful places is here and in Brazil. That's just a fact. I love you in gratefulness, Medini. You're very lucky. And that is the best, to make it grow, make it share, and create more. And as you are here and more you get involved, more and more you will understand. Things will just happen. And it happens because of your involvement. Listen to these words from Osho. Man remains a chaos unless he has become a no mind. Mind is chaos. Mind is bound to be a chaos, and you have become identified with it. Just the mind, the past, the future, the present is not part of the mind at all. The present belongs to existence. And the present is in absolute harmony. And this only happens in the presence of a master, in a Buddha field, that people gather courage to face themselves. I had to share it with you because this is what is happening. It is only in the presence of a master in the Buddha field that people get the courage to face themselves. Otherwise, people can think that they work a lot on themselves and they are enlightened and whatever, and they sit in their little apartment. But how can your own mind work on you? You need mirrors. And you need some energy that is pulling you up, that is reminding you again and again, and that is pushing you, or pulling you, or hitting you, or hugging you, in whatever way it comes. It is only there people gather courage to face themselves. And in the beginning, it is a breakdown. But if you are moving into it consciously, with understanding, soon the breakdown becomes a breakthrough. That is the difference between a breakdown and a breakthrough. Many people know breakdown, exhaustion. But here is a different transformation. We are looking for the breakdown because that can become a breakthrough out of the right understanding. To transform breakdowns into breakthroughs is the whole function of a master. The psychotherapist simply patches you up. He puts a few bandages on you, a little ointment here and there, and a little ointment there. He helps you to stand on your own 2 feet again, but in the old way. Yes, now you can walk again, just like you're good as before. He makes you old self again, you start functioning, you start doing the old things that you have always been doing. That is the function of the psychotherapist. He is not there to transform you. You need the psychology of the Buddhas. Then you go into a totally different dimension, but then you also have to be ready to leave the old dimension. You have to be ready to grow. You have to be ready to rise. You have to be ready to be unburdened. Otherwise, what is the point? Because that is what is happening, is a transformation from being heavy to being weightless. This is really the function of the commune. Because alone, you are not able to do it. But in a commune where many people are ahead of you, many people are behind you, with the master who has attained, who goes on calling you forth, who goes on reminding you, who goes on saying to you, don't be worried, the goal is not far away. And there are people ahead of you who say, don't be worried, we have passed through it, and soon you will pass through it. Just a little more waiting, a little more patient, a little more understanding, a little more meditation. And there is the master like the shining star. And this is the miracle. When you are perfectly awake, your very chaos becomes a cosmos. Because it starts settling into an orchestra. The noise becomes music. Suddenly all that insanity, that madness, all that mind, restlessness, is transformed into Buddhahood, into enlightenment, the same energy. Chaos means energy. Energy of which you are unconscious. If you become conscious, the very phenomenon of consciousness is a transforming experience. You need not do anything else. Just being conscious. Just to come closer is enough. All these mysterious things just happen. And it's not even needed that you understand what is happening. Just let it happen. What matters is just the receptivity, an openness, a willingness. Cahill Gibran talks on work, and all work is empty except when there is love. And when you work with love, you bind yourself and to another and to God. And all work is empty except when there is love. Again, love is the secret ingredient. But for love to happen, you have to empty yourself. So there is a way of working ordinary, normal, where it is a doing. You have to. It becomes exhausting, stressful. And there is another way, out of understanding, relaxation, love. Then it becomes uplifting. And what is it to work with love? It is to weave the cloth with threads drawn from your heart. Even as if your beloved were to wear that cloth. And it is to build a house with affection, even as if your beloved were to dwell in that house. And it is to seed, sow seeds with tenderness and reap the harvest with joy, even as if your beloved were to eat the fruit. Work is love made visible. And if you cannot work with love, but only with distaste, it is better that you should leave your work and sit at the gate of the temple and take alms of those who work with joy. For if you bake bread with indifference, you bake a bitter bread that feeds but half the man's hunger. And if you grudge the crushing of the grapes, your grudge distills a poison in the wine. And if you sing, though as angels, and love not the singing, you muffle man's ears to the voices of the day and the voices of the night. Work is love made visible. But for that work that Kahil Gibran is hinting at in one of his deep insights can only happen when you are empty of all your ideas, your poisons. Then it becomes effortless. And that is what is happening. That you just do it out of love. And he alone is great who turns the voice of the wind into a song made sweeter by his own loving. This Kahil Gibran, he really had some good flying sometimes. With these words, and he alone is great who turns the voice of the wind into a song, made sweeter by his own loving. You make the wind sweeter by love. Even the wind, when it passes through, it becomes happy. The whole existence is more happy when they feel love. And that's the miracle of love. Lovers are very sensitive people. They don't want to be so much in the public eye. Aum Shanti.
Thank you.